Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. But Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. It's pretty good. Pretty. Coming to you from the UCB Theater in LA on Tuesday, November 19, Two Oceans 13. Holy crap, I had fun in Houston and Cincinnati last weekend. Thanks to everyone at Warehouse Live, Alamo Drafthouse, Vintage Park, and Go Bananas. And that's the name of the comedy club. And everyone who came to those shows, thank you as well. I can't tell you how much it means to me. It sounds very sincere when I read it like this. I can't tell you how much it means to me when you support all of my various endeavors. But it's true. On sale now, I'm doing a stand-up for 3 nights at the Improv in Irvine, California, December 26th through 29th. So that's probably 4 nights, right? So I'll talk to the corrections department. Also from the corrections department, Dane Cook was in Simon Says with Dennis Rodman. But he has a big part in that, and he has a cameo in some action movie, and I think I was confusing it with, I think I thought he was in Double Team, but he's actually in Torque. I think that's what it is. Nobody cares. And FYI, the dude in Cincinnati who coughed, he coughed the answer, like he did that thing where like we're playing a game and he wants to tell us an answer and he coughed it into his hand. But here's the best part. He coughed into his hand, "Cool Hand Luke," during the Robert Redford round of the Seth Rogen game. What an incorrect dick. Watch for me on the Pete Holmes Show tomorrow night or tonight if you're listening to it today. Wednesday. If you're listening on Wednesday, because that's when this will come out, then watch tonight. Time for tweet relief, tweets about movies. Past and future guest Ken Jennings tweeted, "The middle hour of Thor 2 induces Odin sleep." I like Odin sleep. I don't understand it, but I like it. But my favorite part of that is the middle hour. It's not that long, Ken. Holy crap, the prize bag is so full of prizes. Like, good luck getting this home, you guys. It's going to be a chore to take home everything. And I'm also going to, I think I'm going to reveal everything except for this one item. This was given to me by, let me see whose name is written on it, Angie. It was her name tag, Despicable Angie. And from Despicable Me 2, It's a fart blaster. Yeah, and so you go like this. Yeah, I think it's got a million different ones. It's just like real life. And they no two sound alike. They're like snowflakes. And I did that because we have a very distinguished panel tonight, and I just wanted to get that over with. But I'll have it standing by just in case. Because I wouldn't mind seeing their reaction to that, to be honest with you. But we'll go through the rest of the prize bag with my guests. Please give a big warm welcome to returning Leonard Maltin Game champion Claire Kramer, along with Peter Siegel, Werner Herzog, and Leonard Maltin. I cannot believe all the stuff in the prize bag. Like, this is the first week in many weeks where there wasn't one guest that went, oh, shit. As soon as I said, what do you have for the bag? You guys all brought stuff. And a lot of it. So let's go through it but as we introduce our guests. Starting with first-time guest, director of many motion pictures, some of which I wrote down on this piece of paper. Because it's quite a memory game for me. But Naked Gun 33 and a third, Tommy Boy. Yeah, I could stop there. We've won them over. It's Peter Siegel, everybody. He's got a motion picture called Grudge Match that's opening on Christmas Day. Yeah, because there's no better day to go watch two old guys punch each other in the face. It stars Sylvester Stallone and Robert De Niro. And I'm guessing you can pick up your microphone, by the way. You're sitting there like you might never speak.
Hello.
Hi.
It works.
What have you had to do any press junkets or anything yet for that movie?
All coming up next month.
All right, so what do you think, just a guess going into it, what's the question everyone's going to ask you and you're going to be totally sick of?
So, did you say, let's do a movie where it's Rocky versus Raging Bull? What does that sound like? Actually, it wasn't that. The producer came to me and it was a story of, second chance with these guys. And I actually thought that those would be the two perfect people for it. When it broke on the internet that we were doing this, the chat rooms kind of filled up with, who we think it should be. And it was kind of kismet because they all said the same thing. So the hard part was actually getting the guys to do it.
Really? So you decided on them and then had to talk them into it?
Yeah. Bob was a little easier. Sly, not so much.
Really?
Yeah.
He doesn't want to fight no more?
No. It was he was not so into doing a comedy. He had a tough time with comedies in the past, and so... It took quite a bit of talking into.
It's a good thing you took away the original title, Rhinestone Cowboy 2,
exactly.
Grudge Match.
Yes. Dolly was unavailable.
With a colon. Speaking of colons, Werner Herzog is back, everybody. Hello.
Thank you. Thank you. Doug, it is a pleasure to be here once again. And in such august company, thank you for having me on your podcast.
You know, we love having you. We love your winning streaks that you go on when you come here and play the Leonard Maltin game, because you're more of a movie buff than anyone could have imagined.
I enjoyed the cinema, yes.
Yes. And my question for you tonight is, how do you feel about taking down this pregnant woman that will not leave the program?
I feel as if I have a great admiration for Claire Kramer as both a thespian and as a player of the Leonard Maltin game, but I do enjoy film and film-related games, such a great deal. I must say to Claire Kramer this evening to bring it on.
That's right, because Claire Kramer is back, y'all!
Thanks, Doug.
Can you please have the baby right now on the show?
I would be so excited.
It would be so good.
That would be kissing.
It'd be great for all of us.
That would be.
Who wouldn't go see Grudge Match on Christmas Day?
I know.
If you gave birth right here.
I know.
And the director of that film cut the cord.
No. It would be amazing.
Or chewed into it. I know. That's right. That's
good
very
protein.
Inappropriate. Very inappropriate.
But I like it.
You know, they lure you into those theaters with the promise of the movie, but they make their money on placenta.
When are you going to make a comedy? Other than that, don't text video. Because that's pretty funny. The Leonard Maltin is here! How you doing, Leonard?
I'm doing fine. I'm in very good company tonight. I've met Werner Herzog before, but not on a panel. And I once had the unique experience of watching him with his alter ego Klaus Kinski years ago at the Telluride Film Festival. It was like looking at Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis on acid. I mean, they were a very strange.
You're on acid, or Dean and Jerry are on acid?
No.
I think everyone is on acid in this scenario. I remember that festival well, and it's nice to see you again, and I continually marvel at the human body's ability to heal. What?
And I was just going to say, we're here in the midst of the onslaught, the annual parade of lemmings toward the cliff with films in hand. So many movies being released the last 6 weeks of the year. Just incredible. And
I only know of one.
Yes. And that's the only one you should be concerned with. That's appropriate.
Concerned with? Yeah.
Have they thought about to maybe get a little bit of that Hobbit money, maybe call it Smog Match? But is Grudge Match, is it a Academy contender, do you think? Or is it more of just, it's just fun?
Maybe in my mind. No, it's just fun. You know, it's a crowd pleaser.
There's no Burgess Meredith character that you kill off and it's very dramatic?
No, don't
say too much.
There were times when Alan Arkin bugged me, but no, it's...
Oh, I forgot he's in that. I'll see anything he's in. I saw Choo Choo in the Philly Flash. Do you remember that one, Leonard?
That shows dedication. Shows real dedication, Doug. But
yeah,
we knew that.
You sit through a lot of crap.
Yeah.
What would you say, Leonard, is the movie that...
I saw The Counselor. That's like penance.
That's
for,
exactly what know, I was going to ask you about, was what was the one movie that had Penelope Cruz in it that you just saw that you thought was really weird? Yeah. Like, I haven't seen it yet, but I agree with your review, seen it, that I don't think I'll understand a minute of it.
Doug, you of all people should see The Counselor, because it's not just a bad movie. It's like Olympic class bad. It's bad in ways that can't even be conceived. With an incredibly strong lineup of stars
and Cameron Diaz
and and playing actually the most interesting part she's had in a long time. And an incredible, phenomenally attractive cast, charismatic cast, and it's just a train wreck from the word go. And it's written by Cormac McCarthy, you know, one of the most celebrated novelists of our time. And all I can think, it's his first screenplay, all I can think is that nobody had the nerve to say to him, gee, Cormac, you know, really?
Have you seen the James Franco movie based on a Cormac McCarthy novel?
No, I haven't.
Oof. It's work. The lead guy in it really commits to it, but boy, is it rough. Yeah.
May I ask Leonard about the counselor on a scale of Baum 2-4 stars, which is your ratings system? What would you give this film?
Well, I don't know if Baum accurately describes it or not. I'm still debating that very point. I really am.
So you would give it 2 fewer stars than the 2 stars that you gave my film Invincible?
It's a possibility. It's a possibility. Could happen. It could happen.
How much attention do you pay to reviews, Peter? Is that a thing you listen to, or do you just walk away?
I kind of walk away.
So you don't know all the shit that Leonard's talked about your movies all these years? Because I have some of them written down.
I'm sure you do.
50 first dates, 1 bad date is enough. I just made that one up. I'm just joking. That's a fun movie.
No, but seriously, folks, is that what you were going to say?
Yeah.
All right. Good. Okay.
But it's a tough game for when you're a nice director and a nice film critic. I appreciate that both of you are willing to sit down next to each other and work this out. This is your own grudge match.
Peter's been a guest in my class at USC.
What film did you guys watch that night?
Apparently it was 50 First Dates.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Let's just say the next day didn't go so well.
What's this shirt that I'm holding here? Oh, this is the grudge match shirt.
Which one? Yeah.
Yeah, what does this mean?
That's De Niro's character.
This is a glimpse into Doug's future. What's this shirt I'm holding here? How have I found myself in this
place?
Does
it have enough holes for me?
Who brings me my food?
More cereal, please. Whoever it is. It says Kid McDonough on it. That's one of the two guys, I assume?
Yeah, that's De Niro's character.
And then do we have another shirt for the other character?
Yep. The Sly character.
I'm jealous.
That is great.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Razor Sharp.
Oh, man.
Is that the shirt of Sylvester Stallone's character?
Yeah.
Is his name Razor, and is it short for Razoretti?
Or is his last name Sharp, and it's short for Sharpay?
The skin's a little tighter, but yeah, you're in the ballpark.
What's his real name in it? Is it Razor Eddie?
No, it's Henry. Henry.
Good call going with Razor Sharp then. Yeah. Or he could have gone with O. Henry.
Yeah.
That would have been a cool fighter name. There's a pin in the prize bag from the Traverse City Film Festival, because I like to go to that. And Leonard's latest offering, the 2014... guide to movies, movie guide. The modern era, you're calling it.
Well, because we have a sequel. We have a spinoff book called The Classic Movie Guide.
None of those old movies are in here?
The good old movies are in here.
Yeah, okay.
The real classics.
Okay.
But there was just no more room to keep all of the old movies in, so we've got a separate book.
Speaking of classics, you brought a copy, the 2-disc special edition of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
Amazing movie.
Yep.
Thank you for bringing that.
You're welcome.
And Claire, what did you bring to this celebration tonight?
Well, that's fortune cookies.
Yeah. Which, how many of them are there in here?
I don't know. I think I fit like 4 or 5 in there.
Well, because if there's 4 of them in here... I say we all open one and see who's going to win tonight based on what happens with your fortune. I'll open one too, see how it goes for me. And the winner tonight will get the empty container.
That's perfect, Doug.
Yeah, you get an empty carton that we all ate fortune cookies out of. This is never going to happen again. I'll even put my fortune cookie wrapper in the bag because I'm not a litter bug.
This is like the first Thanksgiving.
Okay,
Leonard, you go first. What does yours say?
Uh, avoid being on panels with Werner Herzog. In bed.
That makes sense. It makes sense.
Sound advice.
Yeah.
You don't really want to know what it says here.
I do really want to know. Don't you think it foretells something?
Says, admire those who succeed and learn from their success.
Yeah, so that's saying that you're not going to win tonight, but you might pick up some tips from the other players.
And we knew all that going in.
Yeah. Peter, what have you got?
Use your talents. That's what they're intended for.
Grudge match. Christmas.
See ya.
You might want to call down to Warner Brothers and be like, hey, I got a tagline for the movie.
Right here in this fortune.
Works. Claire, what is your
saying? The funny thing about mine is it's two sentences. Remember 3 months from this date. Good things are in store for you.
3 months from this date? Oh, no.
That doesn't sound
this
very
pregnancy
good.
This is getting dragged out.
It's getting absurd.
Very unfortunate.
Very unfortunate.
What? Is there an opposite of a preemie? Is there a longie?
A postie? A longie? A postie?
Werner, what do you got going there?
After the verbose detour that Claire's fortune took, the fortunes have resumed their bossy tone. And my fortune is not so much a prediction as an admonishment to do something. It orders me to take a trip with a friend.
And so I must.
Our honor compels me, as does China. I feel as if everyone in this room is a friend, and we are all on a trip together in a big station wagon going to death.
That's funny you say that, because I brought a High School Musical punch ball for the prize bag. And Claire brought a Survivor crew shirt. I don't know how she gets a hold of one of those.
You never know.
I don't know what that has to do with anything. And a special edition version of Carrie, you know, the good one. I haven't seen the new one, but the girl's a little too cute to be Carrie. But what's this?
That's a sticker for Geek Nation.
Okay.
Just to throw in there.
Yeah, Geek Nation's your thing, right? Mm-hmm. Gateway Doug and Werner Herzog brought a very special... fancy.
I like that too.
Yes, I've brought a blank book because it is, to me, it is perfect symbol of life because it is the most thoughtless gift anyone can ever give. And it reminds us that everything is futile.
Hey, take the time to write something down that nobody's going to look at. Yeah. I like it.
Enjoy keeping a journal for 4 weeks.
Oh, and Peter also brought a poster for a grudge match as well.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah. That I would take out of the container, but it is so sealed up tight.
It is
ready for you. If you're going on an underwater adventure after you win tonight, this poster is going to be safe.
It's nestled in there.
Yeah, and my fortune says you will be spending some time on the water soon.
Ooh.
Yes, and I just
then
found out today...
Then you can have my poster with you.
I just found out today that I am going to star in Life of Pi 2. Ooh. It's kind of a different approach. I eat the tiger. So... I blow some indica in his face, he passes out, I eat him. You guys been to the movies lately? We're running out of time for this, but look at Leonard brought a list. This is like you look like a rock star with your set list.
My set list,
yeah, because all bands play songs like "Enough Said" and "Fruitvale Station." that's your list of. Do you have a top 10 already?
No, I don't. I'm just trying to putter away at one today.
Because you have to make one, right?
Eventually, and I've just seen so much lately, and I'm trying to, you know, sort my thoughts while it's still fresh.
What have you seen for me lately, as Janet Jackson might say?
Well, Nebraska. wonderful movie.
I just saw that last night. I liked it quite a bit.
And you know, I got to see it a second time, which I rarely get to do. But Alexander Payne was kind enough to come to my class, so I watched it a second time with my students, and I liked it so much more the second time. I liked it fine the first time, but it's a slow movie. It's a deliberately slow movie. It takes its time, very
boring.
Leisurely. No, not at all boring. Great characters, great faces, all through the movie.
It's a face movie.
But somehow, watching it the second time, I knew exactly where it was headed and what was going to go on. And I just savored it more, enjoyed everything about it.
That is how I experienced a Human Centipede.
Peter, have you had time to go to the movies lately?
Yes. I actually saw Fruitvale Station, which I thoroughly enjoyed, and most recently, Gravity.
It's so fun. Wait, what?
Gravity.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, both two of the biggest laugh riots of the year.
Exactly.
You're going to be competing against them in the Comedy Awards, exactly. If there is such a thing.
Yeah.
And Claire, what about you? Have you been to the motion pictures?
Well, I had a VOD week again.
Sure.
Since
just trying to, just what movie's going to induce labor for... Well,
one of Claire's famous VOD weeks.
I would make a horrible critic because I love all movies I watch.
Do you love them? Do you love them when you're not pregnant?
Or I love movies all the time, but
VOD is weird because like I really it's hard for me to hate a movie on VOD.
Of course,
like, I'm just sitting there watching it.
Just like, hey,
scratching.
Good for them. They did it. They got it here.
You can do whatever you want.
So I watched The Interns. I rewatched Captain America, which was great. I introduced my kids to the first Lord of the Rings. This week, and I watched Bad Teacher.
That's an eclectic group.
Yeah. Glad you didn't get a couple of those mixed up for the kids.
Yeah. Well, actually, the kids watched all of those, too. I'm a terrible parent. But I read somewhere that you really shouldn't show your kids something that you wouldn't watch yourself. So they don't watch, like, Disney or Nickelodeon or anything like that. They watch real movies, you know?
How old are your kids?
5, 3, and 1.
Let me ask, how did the 1-year-old enjoy the Nazgul?
It went over well.
Okay, Werner, I have to ask, can't leave you out. Have you been to the movies lately?
I have not been catching up on video. I watched the first 10 minutes of Up, but then it lost my interest after that.
Once things start to perk up a little bit, people seem happier, shut it down.
I didn't care for the balloons.
So you must...
Once he went up, you were done.
You must like most of Finding Nemo because he's lost most of the time, right?
It's an almost perfect film.
Let the game begin. Gentlemen and pregnant lady, this is the time of the show where I ask you to select a name tag from someone mm-hmm. in the audience. Mm-hmm. Lots of creative ones. And I thought that guy was forcing it on you, Claire.
Just, no,
well,
he saw
if I
me.
Run it at her, she's not going anywhere.
He saw me eyeing him earlier.
Oh, okay, cool. Peter, if you could just go take it from the person you'd like to play for, somebody who's done something that you're... you find creatively interesting. And while you guys do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. And we're back! Who are you playing for, Mr. Malton?
I'm playing for that darn Pat.
That darn Pat? Here, hold it up next to your face there. I'll make a little vine of you holding it up.
Oh, sure.
There you go. It's that darn Pat. So that's based on that darn cat movie, and you and I, of course, remember that. That's a pretty old movie.
They did remake it, which we're trying to forget, like so many.
Oh,
remakes.
yeah, with Christina Ricci.
Yeah, so, we're talking about the original, that darn cat.
Yeah, the original, amazing, You won't believe how long and boring it is. That darn cat. But it does have charms. It does have charms. I won't deny that. Peter, what's that thing you got going on?
It's kind of a wire bird's nest, and it spoke to me. Monty Python, the Holy Grail, and so I don't know who the person is behind.
Must be Monty.
But it says...
It's Chris.
Okay.
You know, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, Chris.
Now, Chris, what does Tea Party Toys...
Oh, wait, don't read that yet.
Okay,
you fell for it.
Oops.
Her consolation prize, if she loses, is, or if you lose, I should say, but there are no losers here, only the worst winners. And, but if you do lose tonight, then I will name whoever she wants as a shithead. And it sounded like she's got some political issues.
She's got a grudge. Gotcha.
So we'll see if we hear the rest of that later on in the show. Because if you win, of course, we won't hear it.
It may refer to actual tea parties.
Have you been to one lately? They're awful. There's no alcohol.
I've started saying I'm busy.
Who are you playing for, Claire?
I'm playing for Jonathan.
I'm playing for Lorraine, and she has a surname tag, an adorable little bear, which reminds me of the horrible mutilation of Timothy Treadwell.
It spoke to you.
It spoke to me.
Yeah.
It spoke to me. When I look at this cuddly toy, I see a man being torn limb from limb.
No, sense memory. Block it out.
All right, well, since Claire is our returning champion, she gets to go first. And then we'll move to Peter and Leonard, and then over to Werner, because he is the best.
Uh-oh.
And I would enjoy watching him seethe if it doesn't get over to him. I mean, he's no Sam Levine, but he will get upset. And your options for category, Claire, are The Spectacular Now. That's movies that are in theaters now that Rotten Tomatoes gave over 80%. Okay. Not that Rotten Tomatoes gives it. They add it up and then announce it. At The Maddie 3 suggested Ask Backwards, and that's movies where the story is told out of order. Mm. So that's a lot of movies, mm-hmm. but it narrows it down a little bit. And Roe versus Wade, a classic category, and that's a movie where one or more people are lost at sea.
Okay. I'm going to go...
Which one of those would you like to play?
I'm going to go Roe versus Wade.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's about time somebody picked this damn
people
category.
People shy away from that category.
Yeah, well, you're going to find out why in a second.
I'm sure I will.
3.5 stars from Mr. Malton. Ooh. For this movie from 1944. He calls this movie penetrating. Is this porn? What's going on? And he also says that it is adapted from a great novelist's original story and remade in 1993. And he lists 9 names. I like saying that right in front of you. He lists. This gentleman to my left.
That one guy.
Picked 9 actors from the cast of this movie. How many names do you think you can name it in, Claire?
9.
She's going right out of the gate, Pete, with all the names. So you can bid 8 names, or you can ask her to name it.
I'm going to go 8.
Smart.
Yeah.
Leonard.
I'm
first of all, you wrote that shit.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm never bold or daring, but I'm going to be bold and daring and say 0. Oh!
Go for it.
What is Werner going to do now?
I feel as if I can name that movie in -1 names.
I wanted to see if you would giggle at that, and I was right that you would not. The rest of the panel enjoyed it more. -1, Claire. So that means he's going to name the movie and the lead actor or actress. We just call them actors mm-hmm. if we're talking about both.
Name it.
I believe the movie is Alfred Hitchcock's Lifeboat, and the actor is Tallulah Bankhead.
Leonard is nodding because that is correct. I knew you were the man to bring down this pregnant monster. This unstoppable force of humanity. From Big Ass Spider in theaters and on VOD.
What was that remade in 93?
I have a historical question. Mm-hmm. Has the name Tallulah Bankhead ever been uttered on Doug Loves
Movies? I don't think so.
That's the first.
Yeah, and it was the first shot at all these other names to be mentioned, except for Hume Cronin, who came up when we did Cocoon.
Right.
So, yeah, that's impressive.
Warner.
In both of your cases. And the 1993 TV movie was called Life Pod.
Oh, a TV movie.
What? I am just as incredulous as that fellow in the audience who just yelled out.
That guy, if you could settle down, sir.
Please have an usher escort this gentleman to the lobby.
No, 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 don't do that. Don't do that. They could stay. He's been warned.
What sort of circumstance led these people to be in a life pod? Was it set in the future? And was everyone wearing matching jumpsuits?
I don't know, and I don't know. Next up, Werner's on the board with 1 point. He was challenged, Claire challenged him, so that means...
I couldn't go two actors deep. I just couldn't do it.
Nor can I.
That means it's Leonard and Peter were not involved in that skirmish. We're going to start with Leonard and then go to Peter, so you're both going to have to play.
All right.
Your category options, Leonard, are... It's Allison Janney's birthday today. Great actress.
Mm-hmm. Love her.
She's in The Way, Way Back. Is that on your list of the year, Leonard?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, there you go.
Ah.
Yeah. I know what he likes. Is Short Term 12 on your list? It better be. I can see it right there, but yes. Yeah. Why are we getting so much... Jimmy, can you help us out with the mics aren't close to each other. So Allison Janney movies.
Right.
Or... Rock Bottom, which is Dwayne Johnson movies that you gave less than 2 stars.
I like that one.
And Les Miserables, which is movies that have either the word happy, fun, or joy in the title.
I'm going for that one.
You are?
Yeah.
All right. Good luck,
good
club.
One.
3 stars from you. for this movie that has it's from 2008. It's got one of those three words in the title. What were the three options? Happy, fun, or joy?
Right.
So my good luck club joke didn't make any sense. This movie is from 2008, and you said that it's about a school teacher and that it's more of a character study than a story. And you listed 11 names. How many names do you think you can get it in?
11. Not feeling bold and daring on this
one. All right, okay. Peter?
I'm going to say I can do it in 4.
Oh, my. I've never heard of such a thing.
That's crazy.
Claire, what are you going to do with that?
I'm going to say name it.
Yeah, you are. It's kind of player she is. All right. So, Peter, this has Happy, Fun, or Joy in the title. It's from 2008. And it's about a school teacher, and it's more of a character study than a story. And your 4 names are Karina Fernandez... The great Karina Fernandez. Fernandez. Sylvestra Latuzel. Not to be confused with Sylvester Stallone. Sarah Niles and Katie O'Flynn. guy in the audience.
I believe I'm fucked.
You could guess a movie that has one of those three words in the title. Happy, fun, or joy.
I was hoping it was happy endings, but I know you didn't mention, I believe Tom Arnold was in that. So
sure.
Yeah, I that was my guess.
You worked with him a lot, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. So it's hard to not think of anything but him. But this is a British film by a filmmaker that I know Leonard admires a great deal, named Mike Lee.
Shoot.
And it's called Happy Go Lucky.
Happy Go Lucky.
Happy Go Lucky, yeah. No. That's a tough one. This has been a tough show so far, but Claire is on the board. Yeah. I brought Werner in to bring her down, and she's right there alongside him. So this is a quite an exciting matchup. And I believe, who challenged who there?
Claire Kramer challenged Peter Siegel.
That's correct.
I did.
Nice. So that means we're going to start with Leonard again and then go to Werner. Yeah. We Shot a Zoo. That's movies that have hunting in them. At Citizen Schwartz suggested it puts the motion in the casket.
Oh, yeah.
Or is the more proper way to say it is, it puts the motion in the casket.
Clarice.
Gets the hose again, yeah. Not Clarice. I don't think that character ever refers to her by name. When he opens the door, are you Clarice?
Hello.
An extremely condensed version of the film.
Yeah.
Where that was all the film.
All of the characters are on screen at the exact same time.
She saw the version that was edited for one-year-olds.
It was the Cliff Notes.
So it puts the motion in the casket is movies where a vampires have sex. One or more vampires have sex. And finally, The Liberty Bell. The might be two vampires having sex with each other. Or you know what I mean. Some of these more recent vampire movies that get it on with people. And
it's always sad the movies where only one vampire has sex.
And The Liberty Bell. Is motion pictures that have someone doing crack. You thought it'd be movies with someone who has AIDS, but no. I wrote this category down. We did this category back in Philadelphia months ago. Which one of those would you like to play?
We Shot a Zoo.
Okay. This movie's got hunting in it, so that lady from PETA just took off. I've been waiting for her to get the fuck out the whole time. Would you like a movie with hunting in it from 1995 or 1996? I know, you're terrible years, I'm terrible years. There's not much of a distinction for us.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of a Sophie's choice there. I'll take 1995.
Sophie only wishes she had to choose between two hunting movies. Stars from Leonard,
mm-hmm.
You.
Me.
I forget you're here. You're so unassuming. 1995. You call this movie a sloppy assemblage of gags. Yeah, and you also say that there is a clever opening spoof of Cliffhanger. Yeah, I love that you still don't know what this is. That you thought that opening spoof was pretty clever.
At the time.
You were probably cliffhanger angry at the time.
18 years ago.
You were probably cliff angry.
Right.
And you listed seven names. Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling you're going to take them all.
You have that feeling for a good reason. Yes, I will take them all.
Seven names, he says.
Seven names. 18 years ago.
Werner?
I will take six names 18 years ago.
Claire?
Name it.
Apologies to Peter and Leonard, because this is going to determine the win. What happens here? How many names do you get, dude?
Six.
Is he lying, Claire?
He's not.
Okay. Your six names. And I have to remind you sometimes, it may not necessarily be a movie that has any reason for me to say this, but we need an exact title. And your and your six names are Tommy Davidson.
Oh, Tommy Davidson is in the audience. Hello, Tommy. It's a pleasure to see you.
It rang a bell.
Sophie Okonedo. Bob Gunton. Maynard Izaya. Izashi? Doesn't matter. You don't know Maynard. Simon Callow and Ian McNeese. Leaving one name from 1995 has hunting in it.
This is...
If you don't do this, Werner...
This is particularly...
Claire is going to be back.
This is particularly galling because I know that this film has a colon in the title, which is, as everyone knows, I adore films with punctuation in them. I know that it is a sequel to the film Ace Ventura Pet Detective, but the second half of the title, I am sorry to say, eludes me. I'm going to take a guess and say...
Take a guess, please. There's hunting in it.
Yes, I realize there's hunting in the film.
It's a clue.
That's a clue. Ace Ventura 2, Back to the Jungle.
You know, you're so far off, you might as well have just said Port of Orleans. Just to get another plug in for your film. You're right about what it is. Jim Carrey was the lead actor, but it was called Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls.
Ah!
Yeah, so Clara Kramer wins again! Woo! And we're only 2 minutes over, so that's exciting. Apologies nonetheless to pull your hands together. And Werner, does the teddy bear have a name tag on the back?
It's on the front.
Oh, perfect. Yes. Just toss it over here, and I will be ready to name these. Anything to plug, you guys? Let's start with Leonard. What do you got to plug? The book is out.
Well,
for
the Leonard Maltin's Movie Guide, what we like to call in my household the perfect stocking stuffer.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an industrial strength stocking. And I've started a YouTube channel, which is a big new adventure in my life. So I hope people will check that
What's
out.
What's your YouTube channel called? / Leonard Maltin?
/ Leonard Maltin, yeah.
Mine's called / Doug Benson.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's that working out?
Well, I think we're both good at naming things.
Yeah.
I love the idea that in Leonard's household at Christmas time, they are all giving each other the Leonard Maltin movie card.
Everybody gets one. It's an all play.
Okay. Peter, grudge match.
Christmas Day.
And you're working on your next film?
Yes.
IMDb says it's a remake of Harvey?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, that's how early IMDb gets their hands on it?
Yeah.
When it's just a maybe?
Yeah, occasionally IMDb is not accurate. It's so crazy how that works.
So you're doing that or something else?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's worry about Grudge Match for now. And then maybe it'll be Grudge Match 2. Maybe. Grudge Match 2, The Clumps. Claire, big ass spider, big ass baby
in theaters, big ass baby,
big ass Leonard Maltin winner,
coming strong,
killing it.
Yeah,
she by can't the way, lose at this game.
I am super excited to see Grudge Match. Like, it's on my list, and I'm like down with it.
Yeah, so. Yeah, a newborn will love
Woo-hoo!
It.
Yeah, it's a perfect family movie.
I can't wait for you to ruin that movie for so many people.
And and go to geeknation.com, my website, because we're having a $10,000 video contest right now. The entries opened on the 15th, and you can enter up until December 31st.
And you make a video and you can win 10 grand?
Yeah, it's 60-second video. Make it with your cell phone, your iPad, and it's pretty cool. So check it out.
Geeknation.com.
10K for someone. Maybe one of you. Not me.
All right.
I can't enter.
Well, you know, tell us more about it next week.
I'll let you know how it's going.
Yeah. Bring it up again. And Werner, what do you got going on? Oh, did you notice that your teddy bear was missing an eye?
I did not, but that is a wonderful detail.
I thought you'd like it. What's going on?
I would like to plug something that is not my own, but someone else's. And I must preface this by saying everything that I say will sound as if it is made up, but it is not.
All right, here we go.
There is a new television network called Fusion, which targets as its demographic second generation Latinos and millennials 18 to 34. On Friday nights at 9:30 p.m., they have a show called No, Comma, You Shut Up! Exclamation point. That is hosted by a comedian named Paul F. Tompkins, and he... It's good anyway. It features him as the host having a political roundtable discussion with four puppets from the Henson Company. And what I love about it is that the delicious feeling of indecision I have between wanting to see humankind succeed against nature, but also loving how against nature puppets are.
So watch that, everybody. And thank you to all of my guests. Let's hear it for them. Werner, Claire, Peter, and Leonard. I'm going to be on the Weezer Cruise in February. You can win a cabin for two right here in the audience December 10th. And as always...
This is really a tough one to decide. Wait, did I get all of them? I got the thing and the thing.
Where? Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay, we'll read that one first. As always, Mikey Heller is a shithead. Yeah, of course he is. Dominic Pendergrass is a shithead. Sounds like a lot of personal stuff.
A lot of vendettas.
Going on, yeah. This one's a little bit more. Tea party toys that look like real dessert treats. So that's not political at all.
That's why I won't go to those parties anymore.
Yep. It's a shithead.
Now it's time for us to watch a cover talkie. Eyes of old is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.